The difference is about 6,000 votes. That's within recount range, but Neubauer will likely have to pay for it. Hagedorn says his campaign made history with a margin of victory that's insurmountable.
The lead is quite large, and that a recount would not make a whole lot of sense if that's what Judge Neubauer decides to do. We are certainly more than ready for that.
The statewide race was officially nonpartisan, but Hagedorn was backed by Republicans. Neubauer was favored by Democrats. Conservatives first captured a majority on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court in 2008. A Hagedorn win would mean they'd likely preserve that majority until at least 2023. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.